Well, hey, and welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we finished up our series on our God Is series, looking at the character of God, the nature of God. We talked about this idea of God is love, that God is love. And we looked through what is perhaps the most famous verse in the entire Bible, John chapter 3, verse 16, says, "For God so loved the world," that one of the ways he expresses, right, John says that God is love. First John, John the author, says God is love. And then in John chapter 3, verse 16, he says God expressed that love, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever should believe in him," whoever believes in him, "will not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life." For God so loved the world, he expressed that love by giving, by sending his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I took some time on Sunday just to talk about this idea of whoever and believes. And I talked about, you know, whoever really does mean whoever, right? It means all, anyone, everyone who trusts Christ with their life will not perish, but have everlasting life, really is forgiven of their sin. And so we talked about the inclusivity of the gospel and the assurance of salvation. But I want to hone in on this idea of trust. That was the last thing I talked about on Sunday, was this idea of trust. And I said, it's you know, the same as the word belief there, right? Whoever believes in him. The word for belief or believe is pistuo in the Greek, in that form. It's pistuo, and it means to trust someone, not just to intellectually assent to some ideas. And certainly when we trust Christ, we do intellectually assent to certain truths, right? To certain ideas. We believe that God is, or Jesus is the Son of God. We believe that Jesus died for our sins. We believe that Jesus was raised from the grave on the third day. We believe that what he did at the cross was enough to pay for our sins. We believe that we're not saved by our own effort, but by the finished work of Christ. But to believe in Jesus means more than just believing those statements to be true. Ultimately, it does come to this point where you have to say, okay, but do you trust him? And Adam asked the question at the beginning of the message, do you love him? And those two things very much run side by side, right? Do you love God? To love God, you know, you don't have to trust someone even though you might love them, and you don't have to love someone even though you might trust them, but certainly the type of relationship that God wants with us, that he desires for us to have with him through Christ, is one of both love and trust, right? Jesus repeatedly tells his disciples, believe in me, believe in God. But he also says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. We're called to love and trust God. So Adam asked the question, do you love God? And I really asked the question, do you trust God? And I used an illustration on Sunday that I hope was helpful for you. If you didn't hear it, I'm going to share it with you now. I talked about my, you know, my boys. I have three kids. I have a daughter who's one, and Allie is one, and then Layton and Cade. So Cade is four, Layton is three, and they are at the age where, you know, I've already messed up as a parent. I've already let them down, but I can tell they do trust me, and the way that I can see that is in their actions. I'll ask them to jump off the stairs, you know, and say, hey, I'll catch you. You know, I'll be three or four steps down, and I'll say, hey, jump. And generally speaking, they'll always do it. I mean, they have trust. They don't look at me and say, Daddy, I think you're going to drop me. At least not usually, right? Maybe it's happened once or twice, but I mean, they're willing to jump and launch themselves off of the stairs to me, fly through the air. Especially my oldest, Cade, right? I mean, he's come around the corner sometimes running, and almost before I'm ready, just launches himself off the steps, throws his full weight into my arms because they trust that Daddy is going to catch them, that Daddy will do what he says he's going to do. When I say I'm going to catch you, they trust me. And I think that this pistuo type trust is that type of trust. It is entrusting yourself wholly to someone, saying, look, I'm going to jump, and if you don't catch me, I'm going to fall. And that's the type of trust that I think God commands of us, desires of us, is to say, trust me. Don't just believe that I exist. In fact, James addresses that, where he says, even the demons believe that that God exists and shudders, right? It can't just be that you believe God exists, right? Demons believe that. Do you trust him? Do you love him? Do you have a relationship with him? And so I want to ask you again, if you're listening right now, just to think about when you say, I believe in God or I believe in Jesus, what do you mean when you say that? Do you mean only or simply that I believe God exists, I believe these things to be true, right? Jesus is the Son of God, yes. Jesus died on the cross, yes. Jesus rose from the grave, yes. And hear me say, those are incredibly important truths. We need to believe those things. But there's also this element of, okay, but do you also mean that you trust him? That there's a heart level, full life, full self trust in Jesus. That type of trust that causes you spurs you into action, right? I think I said it on Sunday, causes you to do things and make decisions that might seem scary or even crazy if it weren't for the trustworthiness of God, where people look at you and are saying, man, why are you doing this? Or why are you viewing it this way? Or why aren't you freaking out? Or why would you move away from that home or that job or move your family there? And you're saying, because God has called us to do so, and because God is trustworthy, because I trust him. I trust him with my life, that pistuo type faith and trust in Christ. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray for us, and then I'm going to encourage you to pray and just ask the Lord to search your heart on that. And if you discover, Lord, I think I've said I believe in you, but I don't know that I fully trust you, then ask him, Lord, will you do that in my heart? Help me to trust you, pistuo type faith and trust and belief. To trust you more. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, we do ask that. God, I ask for any and all of us, Lord, this morning or right now who might be listening, God, who maybe would discover or think, I'm not really trusting you. It's more of a, I believe, I check the boxes, but I've not entrusted my whole life to you. Lord, for anyone who might say that right now, I pray that God, they would repent of that. They'd turn that over to you. And that you would give them that faith, Lord, that saving faith, that pistuo type trust, they would entrust themselves fully to you. And Father, I thank you that you demonstrated your great love for us and that you sent Christ, your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, I thank you for how good you are, for the way in which you love us. And Father, help us to love you more. And ask that in Jesus' name, amen. And take some time just to pray for yourself right now.